After 6 months of rancor and a flurry of last-minute attempts at compromise, the final legislative vote was kind of anticlimactic.
Senate Bill 81, Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Senator Rucho is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think everything that could be said on this subject was said yesterday, and I urge that you pass this. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion or debate? Hearing none, the question
And just like that, the bill passed along party lines. Republicans voting for it, Democrats against.
The state now has officially taken the city's airport away from the citizens of Charlotte and made it an authority for no good reason.
Less than an hour after the bill passed, City Councilman Andy Doolin was reeling at the implications. It took effect immediately.
I'm looking in the sky now and see an airplane that's landing at our airport right this moment. That airplane, 5 minutes ago, was coming to the citizens of Charlotte Airport, Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Now it's landing at an authority airport.
Well, nearly. As soon as the measure passed, Charlotte City attorneys were in court asking a judge to temporarily halt the transfer. Their request was granted.
I wish we would have never gotten to this point.
Governor Pat McCrory spent the last 2 weeks trying to broker a compromise, but by Thursday morning, he was in Charlotte lamenting the inevitability of a lawsuit.
I have no idea what the legal ramifications are, but let's do it. Let's do it. Let's find out soon.
McCrory says his main concern now is to make sure U.S. Airways feels confident about the Charlotte airport, regardless of the outcome of all this. For its part, the airline issued a statement saying that who owns the airport is not important. Rather, that it be managed in a, quote, way that protects its value as an economic engine for the region. Aviation Director Jerry Orr says the change will have no effect on U.S. Airways or travelers passing through Charlotte.
We think it'll be absolutely transparent. We don't think they will notice anything at all.
Orr didn't say much else in reacting to the bill's passage, but he has been clear all along that this is the outcome he wanted, to get out from under the city's bureaucracy and have what he thinks will be a more nimble, efficient operation. The airport authority is supposed to be governed by an 11-member regional board, which hasn't been appointed yet. But then again, this whole transition is temporarily on hold because of the judge's order. Among other things, the city of Charlotte is arguing the measure could lead to a default on outstanding debt issued by the city on the airport's behalf. Former Charlotte Mayor Richard Vinroot has been hired to represent the airport authority in court. And authority backers like former city councilman Stan Campbell are confident the transition will be good for Charlotte Douglas International.
It ensures that politics will be kept out of probably the biggest economic engine in the region for many, many, many years.
The tug of war over Charlotte's airport now shifts from Raleigh to the courtroom. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.